Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Karen Sally Cat Jamali on the line with me. She's a composer, writer, painter. I mean, she's super amazing. She just released her 8th studio album titled Angels Handles Song. That's the name of it, Karen?
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, so thank you.
All right. So listen, you know, you just dropped an album. You just released a single. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just released a single 2 weeks ago. It's called Angel Haniel Song. And yesterday, one more, Angel Haniel's Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two songs, tracks from my upcoming album. And the album itself called Angel Haniel Song. Angel Haniel is the angel of joy and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And all these songs on this album I received in dreams here in January month. Every morning I woke very early up and received this and recorded it.
Uh-huh.
And I chose 9 of these songs for this album.
Wow, and nine.
It's all about different energy from this angel.
Mm-hmm.
We have his pain song. We have Haniel's joy. It's about the joy. It's about what Angel Haniel stands for. And then that is about angel's heart, angel's hand, angel's beauty, and some more. I can't remember all the names right now.
That's okay. Okay. So you speak a lot about... It's okay. You speak a lot about angels. What is your faith or what do you believe?
I believe in angels. And I think, I feel, I know they're connecting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they have always done that since I was a child. And now when I make my music here, I hear them.
Uh-huh.
And they're singing to me in the night, in my dreams. And they keep doing this music until I have played it and recorded it and put it out in the air. So it's a kind of responsibility for me to do this.
Okay.
My music first came about, I've only been a pianist and composer for 8-9 years.
Mm-hmm.
It all came in 2015, where I came back from a head injury, where I had a head injury in 2012.
Uh-huh.
And it took me 3 years to come over it. I was out there in space.
Yeah.
And came back again. And in 2015, after these 3 years of recovery, all this music suddenly came to me every night. And I didn't know what to do because I had so much music in me.
Right.
Other than get it out of me because, you know, I'm an artist. So I knew when this thing comes, you have to get it out of yourself.
Yeah.
So I began to play what I was experiencing, and suddenly I had bought a little piano for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there, and then I discovered I could play piano.
Wow.
Which I had not before. So it was like a miracle for me too. So then I figured out that I could play what I was hearing in the night. My head was full of this music, and I began to play it and record it and make albums of it.
What was the head injury, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, I fell down from stairs.
Oh, wow.
So hit my head. Mm. Yeah. So my little son wants to hear a children's story 5 o'clock in the morning, and I run down my stairs to find that little book.
Uh-huh.
And I hit my head and fall down.
Oh, wow.
And then I was gone for, let's say, 14 minutes. My daughter came and found me.
Were you playing music prior to the injury, or did it come after the injury?
No, it came after.
Oh,
wow. I have been a sculptor, painter, and mm-hmm. photography, and poetry for 30 years before, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I played classical guitar from I was 8 to I was 23, or 15 years on a high level. So I know about classical music. I have played all the big composers, but I had never, ever could compose anything by myself.
Wow.
I had only played what other had made, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when this accident came, I was able to compose. I still don't understand how this is working and where the music is coming.
Hmm.
So, well, I know where it's coming from. I think that music is in itself is a thought from God, you know, an expression of life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to give
Right. But did that create a faith? Do you have a religious background, or this is just new to you?
It's totally new to me. You know, I've always believed in angels. I don't come from a family who is religious at all.
Uh-huh.
Rather the opposite.
Okay.
So, but I got my inspiration from grandparents,
mm-hmm.
especially my grandfather who was religious, and he was Scottish. So with him, I was speaking about angels to him. But that was it.
Okay. So this eighth studio album is dedicated surrounding your experience. But what were the previous albums about?
You know, all my album is about the energy from angels.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty much what I'm doing, you know. And my art is about the same thing. It's about, I would say that my visual art, and I make sculptures, I make painting, and I now make music, right? But the energy in it is the same. It's just that some people connect better to things they can see and feel, and others to visual things they can see, and some to visual things they can feel with their hands, and somebody is better to connect with the music that mm-hmm. they can hear. But the energy in all the art I make is the same. Pressure, thing, and where it's coming from.
You're no slack to the things that you do as far as being a pianist, an artist, a painter, a sculptor, a photographer. How did you become interested in all these different artistic entities?
You know, as I said, my grandfather was a big sculptor in Denmark, where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
And he was my big hero, and he also learned me a lot about sculpture. And then I have another grandfather who was a poet. I have another grandmother who was a pianist. So it all came from them.
Okay.
Not from my parents, from my grandparents. So, you know, I was very artistic already when I was a child. When I played my classical guitar,
uh-huh.
after I played for 4 years, my teacher couldn't learn me anything anymore. So he told my mother that I need to go to the conservatory, the music conservatory in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't approve that. He wanted me to go to school and learn to read and write and all that, which I was not good to. So he came literally crying three times to my mother and said, she's the best I ever had. I never experienced anything. He has so much talent, but it didn't happen. So what he did, and he gave me his teacher, who was the teacher inside the music academy.
Wow.
So then I played with him for the 11 years, yeah.
Wow, 11 so years.
What I liked, both the musical way, but there was things stopping me in the education system, so I couldn't do it. So then I changed my mind, and I went to make sculptures instead and came into the academy for that in Copenhagen and educated me there. So that was pretty much there. And then the music came back to me with an accident.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's what you really enjoy the most out of all of it, is the music part.
Yeah, it is.
Now, being a pianist, and, you know, I saw your YouTube video, and I mean, I could just see how much passion goes into you playing. Like, I could see you zone out and just let it go, you know. What was the lessons like, you know, because I understand he's like, oh my goodness, like, she's amazing. But how much freedom do you have from being taught to just being free to play what you hear?
Yeah, that's a good question. I remember when I was a child, when I was 7 years old, I told my mother that I want to play, right? And I want to play cello. We didn't have money enough to rent a cello, so it became a guitar. And I told my teacher that time, I want to create music.
Okay.
Compose music. At that time, I was maybe I've been 8 years old. And he was just laughing at me and said, this is nothing you can learn. You right. can't learn that.
Right.
And I got very upset. And then, I had to do what I was possible, and that was to play all other people's music, right?
Right.
So at that time, I felt it very, like, in boxy, you know, you have to play what others are telling you to play, and you have to play it at the right time and the right mood and the right everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this about now could be able to play what I have composed, and this freedom in the expression, the feelings I have, and This is so wonderful. It's just like when I paint my paintings, you know, I have all the freedom to express exactly what I want to do. And at the same time, the rules, just like nature, you
right.
have to follow the rules in nature, mm-hmm. else you end up in chaos, right?
Nice.
So you
yeah.
have to follow. There's a rhythm you have to follow, but, you know, the rhythm of the ocean is not like bum, 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 bum. If you look at the waves, they're coming at their own space in their own time, right?
Right.
And still, there's a rhythm that just boom. And this is the kind of rhythm my music is floating with. It's not this normally playing rhythm, bum, 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 or whatever. So I have always, particularly this about rhythm when I was a child.
Nice.
You know, I think it was really... boxy that you have to stay in that space, and also that the music I make now, you know, can easily be transformed. If the energy wants to change, then you can play a little different,
right?
You know? So there's a lot of freedom in this. I love that.
Yeah I mean, you've won music awards, piano competitions, I mean, you've been at the Louvre in Paris. Like, when these doors opened up for you, from the little 8-year-old girl who was saying, this is what I want to do, and people stifling your dream, to now doors opening, what was that feeling mm-hmm. like for you?
That was amazing. You know, after 3 years, when I began to play this piano, I was suddenly sitting in Carnegie Hall and had my first concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was, for me, unbelievable. And playing in there, I have played there for 8 times now in each of the concert halls in there. This is just amazing. And it made me feel that I believe in my music, but this, that the world also believe in my music, is that another thing, you know, who really I'm so grateful for.
That's so good. Yeah.
That's amazing. I never thought about that this should happen. I just made my music. My music was healing me.
Right.
It was healing my brain.
Oh my God,
my
yes.
And I thought I have to get it out to people so they also can feel this. And now my followers come back and tell me that they feel the same. So this is fantastic.
So everything you've done, piano, painting, sculpture, those are using your hands and your fingers. What opened mm-hmm. the door for you with photography?
You know, when I do photography, I really feel that I, you know, God is everywhere.
Yeah.
And in my photography, I feel that I'm literally taking a photo of him. So in that second right there, and then it stays forever, right? It's amazing. And I make photography of nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nature is a big part of my inspiration. Nature gives me everything in my art, in my music.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, my goodness. I mean... Thank you for just, you know, sharing with us your visions and your dreams and letting people know that keep at it. Just because someone says no doesn't mean you quit. It doesn't mean that what you saw, what God gave you wasn't true mm-hmm. or it wasn't for you, but that you have mm-hmm. to keep persevering. Can you share with someone who may be listening, what is that really, to continue to persevere even when people are saying no?
You know, for me, it's like a force inside in me. It's like my life itself. It's where I'm getting my energy, my life from.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't run away from that because people are saying, no, this is not right, and you don't believe in you, and laughing at me, and whatever
right.
I've experienced in my life. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I have mm-hmm. to continue because I have to survive. This is my life.
I love it.
This is my life force. You know, I can't do anything else. I have to do what I can do.
Right.
The people who then get it.
Right. Oh, I love that. I love what you just said. You have to do what you have to do, and then people will just get it. Oh, my goodness, Karen. That's so good. That's so good right there. That's so good.
Never do what other people want you to do. You have to be true to yourself, who you are.
Right. And that's what basically opens up all the doors, because you're even a member of the Recording Academy now. So what was that process like? What made you want to even partake in that, in becoming a member of the Recording Academy? What's your role? And are you supporting new artists, relating to artists like yourself?
Yeah, you know, I was invited by another pianist who found me.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Amora, and he helped me came in there. You know, you have to have two supporters who help you in there.
Oh, okay.
And it has been such a great experience and support system to be there and connect with other musicians. You know, I didn't have any clue about the music world before this, right?
Uh-huh.
I have to figure out everything, how it works and who is what and what is where and here in America. So this about coming in the academy has been so great to connect to all these wonderful musicians. So,
well, you've come a mighty long way, Karen, a mighty long way. And I'm glad you kept the journey. Thank you for sharing with us. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So your 9th, 10th, and 11th studio album, feel free to reach back out to us so we can share and promote it as well. I know you released it on TuneCore and all digital platforms. Let the people know how they can reach out to you, social media or your website.
Yeah, if they press my name, I come up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So my social media, on Facebook, my name, Karen Balikap Jamali, and also my website is kjamali.com.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by one more time. And again, we appreciate you, Karen.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for giving us, for giving us what God has given you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.